This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Anley. In his State of the Union address last night, President Obama made the case for making paid sick and family leave mandatory. It's estimated that 43 million American workers currently do not have access to any paid sick leave. Such a requirement would need congressional approval, but in the meantime, the president says individual states should take action. Here in New Hampshire, lawmaker Mary Stuart Guile has pushed for the state to adopt its own requirement for employers to offer paid sick and family leave. She's a Democratic member of the House of Representatives from Concord. She joins Morning Edition to talk about the issue. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for the invitation to be here.
Thanks for coming in. What's your reaction to the president making this issue a priority?
Paid sick leave for employees across the nation is long overdue. The United States is way behind in its policies to support working families.
The reality is the president's proposal will likely face significant pushback in a Republican-controlled Congress. So let's look here at the Granite State. Currently, New Hampshire, like most states, has no requirement for employers to offer any paid sick or family leave. Now, you've pushed to change that. What is the argument for and against?
Well, the argument for is it is economically a good idea. It is cost-effective. Studies have shown that despite what people throw at you in terms of the gloom and doom, that in those states that have paid sick leave and in those companies that have paid sick leave, the results are very positive. Employees stay in the company. They contribute to the future of the company. Offering benefits such as paid sick leave or paid family leave works in other countries and works very well.
What does the opposition have to say, though, against it? I mean, obviously, we're talking about business expense. So what is their argument here in the Granite State for saying no to this?
Well, in the long run, it is not a business expense. In the long run, I think businesses will find that workers are more productive. They are more loyal to the business. They want to do a better job.
Now, you chair a legislative task force that looked at issues of work and family here in the Granite State. What do we know about who does and doesn't have access to paid leave in New Hampshire? And how big of an issue is it for workers here in our economy?
In 2009, the task force initiated an economic analysis of paid sick leave. And the data that they found was that 215,800 New Hampshire private sector workers lack paid sick days. So that established a need. That's 42% of our workforce.
All right. So are there any plans to bring this issue up in the current legislative session? Do you see it coming up in light of the president's focus on the issue?
We will bring it in. The bill has been filed, and it will be presented, I would assume, to the Labor Committee. The bill that is being proposed in New Hampshire proposes 40 hours of a year, which would be the equivalent of 5 days. And that is only for those employers who have nothing. It is for those employers who have more than 15 employees. So anyone in a small business is not required to implement this bill. And further, if an employer is currently offering flexible leave policies, consolidated leave policies, or paid time off, they are all exempt. And a majority of our employers do offer some type of benefit. So essentially, this bill is looking at workers in the service areas and who work part-time. For example, people who work in offices but are not full-time workers. Our bill provides for those people to be able to have paid sick days. Now, they accrue it on a prorated basis, but many, many people who work less than 30 hours do not have paid sick leave.
Mary Stuart Guile is a Democratic member of the House of Representatives from Concord. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.